Welcome to another episode. We are back with a very special episode of the Arcade Age podcast because we are talking about the greatest sport. You have here in the show notes in modern history, the greatest sport in history, let's be honest here.
Lacrosse? Okay.
Is it better than highlight?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, it's better than highlight.
It is.
You really trying to argue
is
that?
Jose's our resident
Canadian. Curling might be better.
Curling is going to bring that
is
up.
Is curling better than...
Are there curling video games out there?
Yes, there are.
We're going to have to
figure
that
out.
Okay,
we have to do a whole podcast on curling video games.
But that's not what this podcast is.
But that is not what this podcast is. Because the NHL season is starting up here probably in...
A few weeks, man.
Well, preseason.
Preseason, a couple weeks, dude.
Well, when this comes out, it'll probably be like 2 months in.
Yeah. Yeah, it's going to be December. The Stanley Cup final is coming up soon.
Yeah.
It's September, but by the time we release this, the Cup final is
like
probably going to be happening.
Might win it.
No,
the Islanders are taking the Cup
soon.
This year.
Yeah, this will be out in like a week.
Isles all the way, baby. Going to the Cup. Number
Oilers.
Five.
Islanders.
Let's go. Okay, so we are talking about hockey video games this week.
Particularly arcade games.
Yeah,
arcade, but we're probably going to start talking about like Blades of Steel or something.
Which is also an arcade game.
That was
game.
An arcade game.
Oh, okay.
There we are.
Come on.
I mean, listen, I'm sure you're saying that there can't be a lot of arcade hockey games out there.
There's a decent number
but,
to be surprised.
There's a lot because it's the greatest sport ever invented.
Ever made.
And the Islanders are the best team ever. So we begin in all the way back in 1984, which that seems late for a hockey game. And there is, you know, there are some 2600 games.
Well,
like
I feel
hockey.
Like, well,
we podcast about arcade
I know,
games.
It's arcade games.
Right. So
is that the first arcade hockey game?
The first.
Is 84?
The first hockey game is hockey soccer on the Magnavox Odyssey.
Yeah, it was a hockey game.
Which is basically Pong.
Hold on.
It was Pong.
The Odyssey or the Odyssey 2?
The Odyssey.
That
it says
is it
Odyssey
2. Squared. That might be the Odyssey 2.
Oh, so
which means
it
might actually be a real game.
If it's 79, it's the Odyssey 2.
The Odyssey
which means
2.
It's probably a real game.
No.
Well, it might be a Pong clone.
The Odyssey 2 was not really it was a Pong clone.
It was better than the Odyssey 1. At least it could keep score. Okay. The Odyssey 1, you had to keep score with a paper and pencil.
I know.
Like it didn't even have hit detection
this
on most of the games. You had to like make your own rules. So 84 Bullfighter by Alpha Denshi Co. Limited.
Yeah.
Why is this game called Bullfighter?
I have no freaking idea.
I've never heard.
I mean,
that
here's gameplay.
Well, if you go back to the title screen, you see little mascots, and one of them is a little bull.
I mean, for 84,
this game looks like trash.
But this game is trash because it's so slow.
My question is, so it's what are the teams?
There's a cursor.
Is it national
team? There's a cursor. I guess
no,
so.
It's fake teams. One of them is like Team Icky.
Oh, okay. Okay.
The Japanese gaming company, they developed it.
Oh, that's why it's called Bullfighter.
On Clav.
Yeah, Team Icky.
It's got a very rare rating.
Oh, really?
In terms of finding a board set or finding a cabinet in existence or finding a board set in existence.
Because it probably didn't do too well.
But it's also got a very low rating in terms of desirability because
it's
nobody
only,
wants this game.
It's only two player simultaneous. Why is that guy wearing an
eagle
hat?
I don't know.
Yeah,
you get to play
with
the mascots in this game.
That's kind of cool.
It's innovative.
But it's super slow. And, you see
and
you
it's only two player simultaneous. They got a ref on the ice, which
and
is kind of cool.
You're using the cursor to take your shot.
Yeah, I mean, the ref's there.
Yep.
It's kind of hanging around. Yeah, and that's kind of weird. So you have to, like, wait for the cursor to line up to actually shoot.
Right.
Top also, the goalie just moves back and forth. He doesn't actually have a.
This is also
any
84.
Kind of AI.
Remember, this is 1984. But for 1984, I feel like something should have been better.
Yeah, the goalie just kind of moves left and right across the goal line. Like, he's not actually saving.
Yeah.
Can you check in this game? It doesn't look like it.
I don't think you can check in this game. I don't think you can do anything in this game.
And you can't fight. The Alpha Ice Hockey
League. It looks
like
Mickey Mouse going across the
It does,
there.
A little bit. Yeah, and you got a little dragon cleaning up
like
the ice.
Yeah, that looks
bubble
like
bobble.
The dragon looks like it's from...
like Bubble Bobble. Oh, Dig Dug, you think? Dug, yeah. I mean...
Yeah, so super rare game, but also...
Nobody wants it.
Yeah, trash game.
Super shitty, too.
I mean, go for it.
Yeah.
Next, of course, actually, I think a good game, is Hat Trick. I know this is an NES game. I've played it on
you
the NES.
Think Hat Trick is a good game?
I think the NES version is good, isn't it? Maybe not.
I don't think that okay. Hat Trick came out on NES.
I thought it did.
Yeah?
Maybe it did. Maybe I'm thinking of something else. I'm probably thinking of Blades of Steel, which will be
You're good. Thinking of Blades of Steel or just plain old ice hockey.
I mean, Hat Trick is actually a good name, though. It actually has something to do with hockey, unlike Bullfighter.
Right.
So, yeah.
This is, this is the USG. Stop muted.
This is
please.
An ad.
Fuck's sake. Jesus.
So
this is gameplay of it. Again, 1v1, 84. It comes out same year as Bullfighter. This comes out from Bally Senti. Go ahead.
Yeah, I mean, you have on here that it kind of functions just like a knock hockey table kind of thing.
I kind of feel like it right? does from looking at gameplay because you're just...
Because you just have... It's two players and then you control a goalie. So,
just a video version of it.
Right. Well, but was this ever... Because we have that one that's like a football game that feels like foosball.
Yeah.
That cocktail that we have. Yeah. Was this ever like on that? Because I feel like it'd be decent
what?
On a cocktail.
No.
So this was an upright cabinet.
Whatever that was. Whatever. That's what's that cocktail that we have? That's the sports game.
Oh, and you use a stick?
It's a football one, right?
Yeah, it's football,
it's
soccer.
Football. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I thought I'd see like the way that the gameplay was
dribbling.
Looking. It made
Is that
me,
what it's called?
Mm-hmm.
Made me think that maybe they were using like a rotary dial, like because like it looked like a like
right.
the stick was kind of going all
same,
over the place.
Same thing. But look, dude, it's a four-way joystick.
Do you don't
it's
control
just
the
goaltender?
It's two
four-way
then.
Joysticks and one button for shoot.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, and you don't even control the goaltender.
And the interesting thing...
It looked
thing,
like you were controlling
the
it.
The interesting thing about Hat Trick is this is Bally Senti. Bally Senti, or Senti Electronics, is the company...
Also, your goaltender is a
...that bad. Nolan Bushnell yeah. creates after he's fired from Atari and he had a non-compete clause... To non-compete clause for like he couldn't make arcade games, he made this. They came after him, whatever. Because of this, they ended up settling, and then through that settlement, he had basically agreed to all arcade games that Senti publishes that Atari can get the rights to them right away.
Maybe Hat Trick was on the 2600.
No. Fast forward, Senti Technologies only releases one game to Atari. Like, Atari only takes them up on their offer on one game. That's this game. This is on the 7800.
Oh, okay. Maybe
this is released for the 7800.
Okay.
But still, you know, top-down view, it's 1v1. You only have one player on the ice and a goalie on the ice on each team. Yeah. So it's...
Also,
the
players are clipping through each other, which is cool.
Yeah. I
not,
mean,
not
I
checking, though,
think
so.
It's kind of, I don't know, man. I think it's kind of crap.
Yeah, not good.
You know, good. It's definitely crap.
Okay, is there a good one here? What do we
Is there a good one here?
Yeah.
Yes. Oh, in 1988, the end of the year, we see what I think is one of the greatest ones of all time, which is Blades of Steel.
Blades of Steel. By who?
It was Konami on Nintendo.
Konami.
I think
it's Konami in the arcades.
It's Konami arcades as well.
Yeah.
So, also with Blades of Steel, Chris is going to love this, is that it was played with a trackball.
Oh, really?
The cabinet. Yeah, man. So, like, player one, player two. So, look at the graphics on it. This is the arcade graphics. That's
pretty good.
Really nice looking for 87, 88.
Still no licensed teams, though, right?
No.
We're still
not
getting NHL teams.
No, because this is Konami.
Right.
80s.
Yeah.
So, no, not at all.
So, we're still not playing as the Nordiques. You got
no.
the Konami logo in the middle of the ice.
Yeah. You're playing
the
Chicago,
Reds versus the Greens. Oh, they have cities, at least.
They have cities, yeah.
Chicago versus CPU.
Which is what they had in the NES version as well.
Yeah, no, I know. I mean, at least there's cities. Yeah, I mean, this looks a lot better. How do you play it with a trackball? I've never played. Yeah, that doesn't sound fantastic.
Let me show you.
I want to see the
what
machine.
The cabinet looks like.
Also, is it two player? Are there dual trackball actions here?
Yeah, no, it's two trackballs, dude.
Okay.
Like you and Jake play?
Yeah.
You each get a trackball.
Oh, wow, that's a funky
that look at that. Weird.
Isn't that crazy looking?
Yeah. It's got an optical trackball.
It's a backlit trackball, too.
Oh, it has a pass and a shoot button, and it has a punch button.
A backlit punch button.
Finally, we have a punch button.
Right.
In a hockey game.
Right.
Finally, we can just start fights.
Yes.
All on the ice, which is the only thing you do in a hockey video game.
Right.
Penalties off, fighting percentage all
the
way
up. I could show you the fight in the arcade game.
And then just every face off, drop the gloves.
So there's
pull
a fight.
Your goaltender. There we go. How do you fight with a trackball?
That's awesome.
Dude, that looks really good, 87-88.
Yeah.
I mean, that looks perfect.
You know what I want is a hockey game. Like, I want the next NHL game to, when it switches to, like, fighting controls, right? When you start a fight, it just goes into, like, full Street Fighter mode. We could just start throwing, like, specials and stuff. Yeah, and you could do, like, Mortal Kombat fatalities.
That's like, have you ever played MLB Super Sluggers?
No, I don't think so.
It's like a PS2, like, baseball game, but you could just, like, beat the shit out of like, so you could... Let's say you're trying to like throw a pickoff at first. Yeah. Like you could control the first baseman and just punch them off the bag and then like throw really the ball. Yeah.
That's
yeah,
like
I think you could peg them too with
what's
it.
What's the NFL game where it's like is it like NFL? I don't think it's NFL licensed. It's like blitz football or something.
Yeah.
Where
yeah,
you have to like break people's legs or something.
Yeah.
But you have like the option to like break people's legs and like
yeah.
You know, like throw people down and stuff.
I remember Blades of Steel on NES. I got it, I believe, Christmas one year. And I just remember being very, very taken with that game. I played it for hours upon hours upon hours. And I still do today. Still think it's a great...
What city was your team? You playing
I normally picked New York.
Okay.
Or Calgary, I believe.
Forget about it. New York.
New York.
Hey, how you doing?
Hey. You're not doing not doing Edmonton over there?
I think I've played as Edmonton.
Okay.
The Oilers were hard night. Edmonton was hard.
So they do.
Game.
I was gonna ask. They actually do have all the Canadian cities too. Like they're basically just copying the NHL cities. They just don't.
Yeah,
have
it's
the
just
name.
The cities.
They
don't have
the
name
and
rights.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. But it's you know when you look at that, it's a pretty attractive looking cabin as well.
Yeah.
You know.
I mean, the trackballs look weird, but
they do.
You know.
Our next game is 1990.
Slapshot.
And that's Slapshot. And that's by Sega.
Again, so, we're not at bullfighter territory. Slapshot is a real thing.
Yes.
It's an actual hockey word.
Yeah.
Unlike bullfighter.
You're taking some slappies for the blue.
I still have no clue why the Japanese company made that bullfighter. I think they just...
I mean, I just don't think that they really
no
were.
Idea.
Yeah, I think that they kind of were like, okay, we're gonna make you know this
like,
American
cool
hockey
name?
Game, and yeah,
this
oh, I've
is Slapshot
before.
Was,
oh, I've seen
this
before.
Street Fighter.
Is this yeah?
No,
picking
this
character,
is Slapshot.
Like Street Fighter.
It's Pick loosely based on IIHF, so it's all the national teams,
okay.
Whatever.
Uh-huh. Oh, so I could play as the Soviet Union.
Yeah, I was just gonna say, can I play as the Soviets? As,
yeah,
the
you
Moscow.
Obviously take a space shuttle from New York to Brazil.
A space shuttle.
Yeah,
that's what it looked like.
Who's and, the? I used to know all their names. The really good player. On
and you're playing in the stereotypical
the
Amazons in the
Rio Amazonas
in Brazil.
Oh,
and
wow.
This is
okay.
Just. Weird
no
1v1
goalie,
hockey.
Just one-on-one.
Yep.
Like, you've got, like, a electric hockey stick.
I mean,
stick.
This kind of looks fun.
Yeah.
I mean, it looks like it might control fucking
special
weird,
technical.
I mean,
oh, wow. You got specials?
I don't know, though.
Look at that. Goal. Nice.
Yeah, but I don't know. Do I consider this hockey?
I mean, if anything, this feels
this
like
hockey?
This is an air hockey game.
Yeah.
Thank you. Yeah.
Which, I mean, it's still
hockey.
It
kind
of
feels,
like
one of those, like... Like those Mario sports games where it's like it's not really trying to be like a sports sim. You know?
Oh, like Mario Baseball.
Yeah, like Mario Sluggers or like the Mario Hoops games, like the basketball games.
Mario
where like,
Tennis.
Yeah, where like, you know, you're throwing shells at people while you're dunking or whatever. Like it's not really a
Now,
like
the other
a hockey
thing I would
sim.
Like to see, though, is I'd like to see this.
And it's called Slapshot, based
on
the
Master System.
On the movie.
I would see what it is on the Master System.
Yikes.
Now,
yeah,
look,
that ain't
on the Master System. It's a completely different game.
Yeah. Well, is it supposed to be the same game? Or is it just kind of...
Or is it just taking the same name?
Yeah. Because that...
I think it's from taking the, cover, the same yeah, name. So that was name. My mistake. So Slapshot Arcade is probably not even Sega, boys. It's and probably... It, also, it looks like it's a JAMA game. A JAMA...
I don't know. That looks pretty late 80s no, Sega, though.
Taito.
Oh,
so
it's Taito
game? So Taito is 1994. So now okay. what we've done oh, wow. in this episode okay. mistakenly is I've jumped ahead.
Yeah.
So, and I was also mistakenly using Wiki for my information on years.
There you go.
So Slapshot video game was a hockey game to the Sega Master System. Slapshot arcade game is 1994 Taito. It's this weird ass.
Also street, has nothing to do with the 77
Street
movie.
Fighter looking.
Yeah.
Video game for. That is supposed to be hockey, but is not really hockey. Okay. That's weird. I don't know if I like that at all.
I mean, it looks like it'd be kind of fun.
I don't know, man. I kind of want to play it. I think we should get a. I think we should get a Slapshot JAMA board.
Yeah.
Now,
I think so too.
Now, okay. 1991, dueling releases on the NES and the Sega Genesis. Wayne Gretzky hockey.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my boy Mario.
And Mario Lemieux hockey. Who was yes. the better player? Gretzky's the easy choice. I know this, but hey, Lemieux,
think,
are you kidding me?
I
he carried
yeah,
this.
Lemieux
depends.
Might be a better team guy.
Well, right. I know what the better game is, and that's Mario Lemieux hockey.
Right. Well, this is also true.
Obviously.
But
it's
who's
on
the
Master,
who's
on the
better player?
It's on the Genesis yeah. versus being on the NES. Who's a better player? Gretzky.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Okay.
I would. I mean, if we're talking,
I think Mario Lemieux is still playing, though, isn't he?
No,
he owns the Pens, though. No, he owns the Pens, dude.
Who's the guy who's still
Lemieux's
playing?
Dead.
He drinks a
Jager.
Jager is still playing.
Well, Jager is playing in Russia right now.
Doesn't matter.
He's playing
the
in like the
like
Russian
60,
minors.
He's still playing.
I think he's like. I think somehow. He's like 55.
That's still, like, that's
still.
A really old.
Yeah, bro. But I mean, you know, he's chilling.
To be playing
the next game.
Oh, hit the ice.
Now, wasn't this the one we were talking
so
about where it was
we were because
almost like NBA Jam?
Yeah, this game is so good.
Taito Williams Never Midway.
Wait, it's
so
through all
it's on the
three
Genesis?
Of them?
All of them develop it.
Oh, that's,
so
that,
it's developed
that's why it's good.
Okay, so it's developed by Taito, okay?
Yeah.
But Williams Midway releases it in North America.
Okay.
Okay, that's why you get it into the the big cabinet?
Yeah.
Like we saw
like the Smash TV
in Galloping
cabinets,
Ghost?
Right?
Yes. Exactly. So
Smash TV, that's another game we got to get.
This is Hit the Ice. Again, no teams. This is going to be, what year is this? This is 1990. Hit the Ice. Williams Hit the Ice, the Video Hockey League is what it's called. 2v2, Reds versus Blues. No
Red versus
team names,
blue.
No cities. Right,
Habs versus Leafs.
Did you
like,
play this at Galloping
Ghost? Oh, I played this for at least like 10, 15 minutes. This is a good game.
I know you really enjoyed it.
Oh, or Canadians versus U.S. Could be Canadian,
I
U.S. national.
The representation over here.
That's,
well, red could be Canada, blue could be U.S.
Well, I think that's what it's actually supposed to be.
Yeah, because those are their national team colors. America's blue.
Yeah, this game was great.
Because there's too many red.
I just still
Foyt.
Feel like
Damn.
The fighting is fun as hell.
Foyt.
But I just still feel like
it's a little slow.
Yeah, I still feel like the action's slow.
I feel like I remember at Galloping Ghost, it felt a little fast. Maybe because
he's walking. He's not even skating.
Well, for some reason I feel like I remember you being able to pick
like turbo or something.
Well, size classes. Like I think you could pick who's on your team.
Like in the NES ice hockey?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, because I feel like I remember I had a skinny guy on my team
the last
I played it, and he was pretty fast. But maybe not. I don't remember. I haven't been to Galloping Ghost in a while.
Wow. Dude, look at the moves
that ref.
Look at those hips.
It's slow, but it's still good.
It's still a cool game.
Yeah, well, I think, okay, so from what I've gathered from a lot of... like arcade games that
go.
Are
look at that slap shot push the goalie mm-hmm. through the
a lot of arcade
goal.
Games that are like you know super innovative at least on this like for example Contra right now
yeah
NES Contra is like three times faster than like the arcade cabinet Contra
you feel like it's three times faster
oh it's so much faster
interesting like, okay
But at the same time, when you're playing the arcade cabinet, levels are a little bit shorter than the one in the NES, mm-hmm. so it kind of feels about the same time.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that playing this at the actual cabinet with your buddy, mm-hmm. him going that slow is not really that big of a deal.
Okay.
And it also seems like going back, you're faster.
Can we talk about Mutant League Hockey? Because I remember League that being good.
Yeah, I feel like
that
I remember.
That is a great game.
Oh, is that like the same thing as the football?
I don't think it is.
Genesis.
Okay, we're going to check it out.
I don't think it's an arcade game.
We're going to come back to it, but I do want to look at 1995. There is Midway then puts out 2-on-2 Open Ice Challenge. And I want to show this to you guys because it is later. It's 1995 in the arcade.
This is finally an NHL game.
And I think
the Ducks.
So look, there's a parental advisory on it, but suitable for ages. It is an NHL game.
Oh, hey, that looks like that looks like the NBA Jam like initial screen.
No,
right.
Really.
I feel like this is the Midway answer to NBA Jam.
Oh, it's Midway. That's why. Yeah.
Not hit the ice. I feel like it's 2-on-2 open ice challenge.
Open ice is
it's
definitely.
It's only 2-on-2, though?
But,
you're playing as
Jagr
and
Shelly.
This is
the NBA Jam version.
Yeah.
All right.
No, I know it during NBA Jam. We thought it was hit the ice, but no, it's
Lemieux
this
just
game.
Got a goal.
How much is a board set?
Lemieux and Jagr.
I mean, we could probably get away with swapping it into an NBA Jam cabinet.
Well, just so that like a duo?
We can play it? No, just so that we can play it.
Yeah. Well, because I would love, like, just looking at the speed.
Guys,
that,
this is
great. It's NBA Jam.
It's NBA
New York
Jam.
Calgary.
Rangers, New York Islanders.
I was just going to say.
Hartford Whalers.
I was just going to say.
Is Quebec in here?
Yeah, Quebec's got to be in here.
Yo, the Senators? Yo, is my boy
Shane
Pinto on there?
Look at how this game plays.
Although 95, I don't think this is North.
Yeah, this is pretty good.
This
nice
game plays
fast.
Look at the stop animations. Also, wait, do you see that
image?
Symphony of the Night like holographic?
The image.
Yeah, when he's going for a slapper. Oh, rip that from the Bluey.
Plug this into our NBA Jam cabin and just play ice hockey all winter.
Yeah. Go for it. Yeah,
I mean, this for being the first, at least, licensed game that we're coming across for the arcade.
I mean, I'm
this
happy.
Is dope as hell,
I'm
guys.
Happy that they saved the licensing for
Anaheim versus
like
Ottawa.
Wait, did you see that animation of when they got the goal? It was like the player, and he's just going like.
I want to see if they have
the little headshot of him.
Here.
Yeah.
Let's
and they look at the Islanders. They have the Fisherman Islanders logo. Yeah.
Yeah, because this is 95.
95? I thought that was later. I thought that was like 97.
No, it was like 95.
Yeah.
Well, they had it for a couple of years.
I know. Like two or three seasons.
Yeah, and then they went to the orange tiger.
Let's see who these guys pick.
The really bright orange ones, which I really want. LA? Come on, pick the Islanders.
Kings?
Kings versus Isles. Let's see.
Yeah, dude, look at those Isle jerseys, man.
Gretzky, Boone not wearing a bucket. Nice. Nice.
Is Boone not wearing a helmet?
Yeah, he's not wearing
a
bucket.
He just got checked over the ice.
95, that's still okay, right?
No. You still had to wear a bucket.
I think you could still get grandfathered in.
Yeah.
If
really?
Started playing before they required helmets, you didn't have to wear.
Dude, that's gnarly.
Isn't that kind of crazy?
Because I know Lemieux never did.
That's still in the 90s. You didn't have to wear a helmet playing hockey.
No,
I don't think Lemieux.
Bro,
ever
Lemieux
did.
No way, Lemieux didn't.
Really?
I swear to God, I remember. Well, I did a project on Lemieux when I was a kid. So
this is Boone
like
not wearing a helmet.
Yeah.
This is great.
Gretzky.
I mean, guys, how cool is this freaking
Gretzky on the Kings taking him to the cup? Muller. Nice.
This game is
good.
That spin was wild.
This game is good.
And the animation's good. Yeah, you've got the ghosting.
I mean, if somebody could
like
look
the
up
turbo.
What this board set costs, I would be interested in.
Yeah, I'm looking it up right now.
Purchasing this board set.
That was a nice goal.
Because this is a freaking cool game.
How long? Okay, yeah, the periods are like double time.
Yeah.
Because it's always like 20 minutes, but it's moving a lot faster. Wow. Boone's just tearing it up. Is he going to get a hat trick?
How much are we looking at? I'm going to guess. I would say
$3,000.
You might find one starting at $500 for a board set.
Well, maybe board set. If you want the cab, it's fucking $3,000.
No, I don't want the cab. I want the board set.
I'm looking. It's hard. It's hard to find just a board set for this one.
I think this might have been, this could possibly be the last arcade game. Oh, no, sorry. In 96, we had Wayne Gretzky's 3D hockey.
Oh, on the Saturn?
But it was in the arcade first.
Was it really?
Yes. Which is crazy, dude.
Yeah,
and on the N64.
Yeah, real quick.
Yeah. How much?
Well, I can't find it, but I think we need to get a bubble hockey table.
Yeah, no, I want to get, you mean like a Chex?
Yeah, well, like, yeah, it's one of these. Like
bubble
the
dome.
Little,
yeah, Chex.
Oh, yeah.
Those are also mad money.
Oh, yeah, they're stupid, but.
Huh. Oh, but let's do it.
Cool. Oh, I'd love, yeah, I would love one.
It's a business. I'm still looking.
I would love one and put it out in an exhibit because it is. You saw them in arcades back in the day.
Yeah, I'm sure you did.
They
well,
were definitely
it, yeah,
part
well,
of
it was coin op. It
was definitely coin op. 100%, dude.
Hey, well, if you want the side art, it's about $1.80.
The
okay, side
just
art?
For
I
the,
want
side
the side
art.
Art. I want a board set. Art.
I know, dude. I'm looking for. A board
I would
set.
Say there's nothing's probably.
All right, Wayne Gretzky's 3D hockey. Let's skip the N64 because no.
I'm trying to find an arcade version.
Yeah.
Yo, you wanna? What is it? A sealed 9.4 copy of 2-on-2 on PlayStation?
No.
One. Guess how much it's going for?
$1,000.
$1,200.
More.
$3,000.
No, less. Less than two.
18.
It's high. One.
18.
Yeah, 18. Okay. It's $179.99.
Okay. So this is Wayne Gretzky's 3D hockey.
Arcade.
Was there a Gordie Howe video game? Because Gordie Howe was a better player.
Gordie?
Than Gretzky ever was.
Really?
Whoa, dude.
I know.
Is that
that's
where we're
a,
going?
That's a
Whoa.
Hot take. That's a hot take.
Dude, that's like trying to say like...
That's you talking some serious
like
smack
war
right there.
War is better.
So...
No, not even close. Dude. Gordie Howe, I don't...
I mean, dude, look at this.
Oh, but war was good.
This is in the arcade.
Yeah.
Wow, that's pretty...
You got Buffalo,
that's
Hartford.
That's pretty impressive. Oh. You're talking this is 95. This is the same year as what we just
Hartford.
Saw at 2-on-2.
Why is everybody in these playthroughs picking
Dude,
Pittsburgh?
Look like a Muse mullet, bro. Did you see that?
Like, everybody in these playthroughs is picking Pittsburgh.
Ooh, that looks like that looks like Showtime.
Look at how crunchy this is.
Yeah, this is a little crunchier.
Yeah, look at how many polygons.
Well, I think
we
they're trying
like
a little bit harder. Honestly, it still looks like it's good.
Is it?
Honestly, that looks like
oh,
it'll be
nice.
Fun.
Okay, yeah, you could throw the goalie through the goal.
Damn.
I mean,
it's still 3-on-3 though. It's not 5-on-5.
Bro, it's 1995. You think that the board set could handle
I
that?
I feel like by this point, like
the graphic capabilities of that.
I feel like by this point, like you're doing 3D hockey, like it's got to be 5-on-5.
Not in arcade, bud.
Like, especially in the arcade.
It's not going to happen.
Like, I don't know. I feel like, well, maybe they shouldn't have tried the 3D then and just do 2D 5-on-5.
This is probably running on a hard drive.
Yeah. Still.
Board set with a hard, with like a Microsoft Windows hard drive.
Yeah, like Showtime or something.
It's,
where it's pulling
probably
all the data
exactly
from
like Showtime.
Yeah. Is this the same company? Do we know? Because this looks a lot like Showtime.
It does.
Or whatever.
Well,
the
Showtime
NFL
was
one.
Midway, I think.
Yeah.
Williams,
okay.
So it's the same company who released it Hit the Ice.
Okay, all right.
Yeah.
Yeah, dog. There are zero board sets
yeah.
being sold right now for this.
Yeah. For the first one.
Oh, no, that's WWF. Oh, I just heard me clip.
Yeah, same thing.
I want to back away from the microphone.
So now... we can get into
now. Can you start fights in this game?
I don't because
especially if Gretzky's in this game,
Gretzky never fought in the day. Gretzky had
well,
one fight
no, no,
his
no.
entire career.
Exactly. That's what I mean, though. But what the Oilers would do because Gretzky was so fast. That's why the fighting majors don't take men off the ice because what the Oilers would do would just start fights. So that it was 4-on-4.
Yeah.
So they would get offsetting penalties. So it was 4-on-4.
Yeah,
so Gretzky could
just
skate around everybody.
Yeah.
They did that like constantly.
That's
they had to change the rule. So that's why fighting majors don't take people off the ice.
Well, I mean, they still do. It just, it's kind of.
Well, but it's still
it's
5-on-5.
No. Sometimes.
Well, if you're getting,
yeah,
if you're getting an instigator.
Sometimes they'll go 4-on-4.
Yeah, if you're getting an instigator.
No.
Sometimes you'll straight up go 4-on-4. Like you'll
oh,
put,
really?
They'll put. Yeah, it's very circumstantial.
Yeah,
let's go
I
back
thought offsetting
to,
majors didn't.
Let's go back
now,
to what
or something.
Our resident Kane Jose was talking about.
Mute.
So
He's
now we're
going to
get into console stuff.
Yes.
Okay. So
the
Jose,
Sega Genesis
want to talk
games
about
are fantastic.
The second NHL 94 is the greatest hockey game ever made.
I don't know about that one.
Oh,
do you
God.
Know why? No, there's a reason why. Doesn't 94 not have fighting in it?
Is or is it 94 that 93? Or is it 93?
One of them doesn't.
Which one is the best one? Is it 93 is the best one?
Maybe 93 then.
It could be 93.
Or 91, the first one.
No.
I like the first one.
91 shit.
See, I don't know.
It's the same game.
I feel like if we're talking, I'd say 90% of sports games, I'm going to have to go with something that's a little bit later on. Like if we're talking console, like for me, I got to pick 2013
this
NHL.
This
Jose,
game is awesome.
This is actually plays like hockey?
Kind of.
So it's Electronic Arts.
I mean, this looks the Mighty Weenies. Oh, this is great.
So think now hockey plus like robot battles.
Yeah, Mutant League Hockey is great.
So really? Now, I've so never
how
yeah.
much,
it.
How much is this cart going to run?
Yeah, what's
it's
this cart running?
I don't know how much it is now. I got it as
well,
a hand-me-down.
Look it up on your phone.
I think it's like 100 something these days.
What? For this game?
Yeah.
That's like, dude, I didn't believe
you
the first
puck
about Moonwalkers.
I know.
And
no.
I saw it pop up at
dude, this is great.
Retro Gaming Expo 2 weeks ago.
So
guys were asking $200 for Moonwalker.
Yeah,
I'm like,
I know.
Moonwalker is stupid.
Get bent.
In box is
no.
100.
Well, yeah. Complete in box.
Loose card is like 50.
Loose card is 50 for this game?
Yeah.
And this is good?
I'm going to pay the same that I paid for Contra.
Yeah, a loose card is like $50.
Well, you got a deal on your Contra card.
What? $50?
You did
bucks
well.
There's also
Contra
card? No, you paid.
I paid like
45. I paid 40, I think.
Yeah, well,
I got Super C for pretty cheap too, dude.
Dude, Super C, I don't think I'm ever gonna find a deal for Super C like that. I got Super C for $20.
No, $15. $15,
man. That's crazy.
Wow. This game actually looks pretty.
There's
pretty
also
good.
Yeah, it looks. It looks very.
Yeah, it's
awesome. Oh,
you can check people. Yes.
Yep.
Knock people in half.
That's fire.
All right. What is these stupid? These stupid commercials.
Armored Core.
Yo,
it's
God,
a great
dude.
Game.
These are. There's also Mutant League Football, which I've never played. Yeah, and you can like the fights.
Yeah,
actually
there's
look
like a little battle
game.
Royale in between games.
Yeah.
Is there really?
Knockout. There you go. Punches thrown.
This I'm honestly.
Yeah, I think you could like
I might
throw
have to get this for
ice.
My Genesis.
I think you could like throw
well, if you get it, then
the
then you got to bring it in. We got to play.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, we will.
Did the Genesis have like a four?
Oh, you can fall through
like
the
a
ice.
Four
too.
Player like tap.
They did.
Is this a four player game? Can you
I
get up to
it.
Four?
I don't know if it's a four player.
Maybe it's
game.
Only
all
a
I've
two.
I've done is play by myself as a kid.
Yeah, there's like holes in the ice that you can fall
yeah.
through. Yeah. No, it's pretty fire. It's a pretty cool game. It's Is it EA?
Electronic Arts, yeah, man.
EA.
It doesn't tell me whether this is full play or not.
Dude, that'd be a cool tattoo right there. Look at that box art.
The box art. I'm
so,
also.
Just
I'm
mean
just
back piece.
No, it's not NHL 93. That's the best one. It's NHL 94, bro. I'm telling you.
94 didn't have fighting in it.
It's this one.
Well, maybe 93.
There's no way that 94 doesn't have fighting and 93 did.
No, they did. They took it out. They took it out because that was when the NHL was like, we don't want to do fighting anymore.
Do you still own this game?
No.
No?
Oh, you don't? Damn.
No.
You have to get it now, dude.
$50.
Would you sell your Genesis?
No, I took it over a friend's house and I left it there because I ended up moving like 2 weeks later.
Damn.
Yeah. It's all right, though.
Bro, your buddy just made $50.
It's 94 Probably. Is considered the best hockey game. And it is the best hockey game of all time. And we're going to look it up now after we do a little more of this stuff.
So 94 is the best? Okay, maybe I have 93 then. Because one of them is like, it's good from like a
no, look up
gameplay
look
perspective.
Up the price of 94 complete in box.
Yeah.
For a sports game on Genesis, every sports game on Genesis is like $5. That's like $30, dude.
The like sewage holes.
I mean 20 for complete in box, $20.
Yeah, when they're all normally like $5.
Yeah, $13 for loose cart. I mean that's not Mutant League Hockey prices, but you know.
No, this is 90. This is 94.
94. When did the Nordiques play? I just want to play the Nordiques, and I know in 91 you could play the Nordiques. Play Habs versus Nordiques and just a bloodbath. Ooh, Toronto, Montreal. This might be a good one.
Montreal is going to win, obviously.
Yeah. Well, this is also, when did they win the cup? Wasn't it 93, 94?
Something like that, yeah.
Yeah. I think
Nordiques went out in 90.
Well, the Leafs haven't won since 67.
Nordiques went out in 95, so you need to get yourself caught.
Okay, so 94, the last time I could play the Nordiques.
And as the original Winnipeg Jets.
And as the Jets. North Stars were out by that point, though, right?
What do you mean?
When were the North Stars out?
When did the North Stars...
move to Dallas.
Move to Dallas?
Doesn't count. The Whalers are still in here.
The Soda North Stars were 93, so...
Okay, so...
they're probably not in this
game. Not in this game. It's the Dallas Stars, which...
yeah.
Not the same.
Which is not the same.
Not the same.
At all.
The North Stars is just such a great name.
But no, this game... this one had the fighting in it and everything, dude.
Okay.
The checks.
Okay.
Like...
did you check the goaltender?
This game is still extremely popular in the retro scene for tournaments.
Yeah.
Like,
I believe it.
People play out of this game. Yeah, dude. People play the hell out of this game.
I know that when we've had,
you know, gaming events here, I know that we've done tournaments for Angel 94, and it gets a lot of people signing up for it because people just really, really enjoy this game.
My only still.
But
my
that mutant hockey game, I'm gonna have to find that.
Yeah. My disappointment.
I haven't seen it at any of the events so far.
Yeah.
I've seen it once or twice.
Have you?
Yeah. I don't remember what prices people have.
We gotta get it.
But I've seen it a couple times.
They've probably been bought up immediately.
Yeah. It was one of those things. I saw it in the morning. I went back like 2 hours later.
Yeah.
I saw it like before we opened and it was gone. Someone was trying to buy it. One of the other vendors trying to buy it.
Oh, God.
Probably.
They know what's up.
The only thing is that all of these good NHL games are coming out like late 80s, early 90s, when you don't have the Fire Islanders rosters of the early 80s.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you can't, so like, I can't load up the Islanders and play like Gillies and Trottier and like Billy Smith and just slash
hockey
people.
Too.
Yeah.
This is a game released on PC.
Yeah.
I gotta mute this guy.
Yeah.
Do you guys ever play this game?
I did. I remember it also coming in like cereal boxes too.
Oh yeah. Yeah, I never played
one.
Yeah.
But there was like Backyard Baseball that I think I played. I mean, they're okay.
They were good.
These are light. This has licensed.
This is
teams.
Licensed, bro.
Wow.
This is actually licensed for PC gameplay.
Yeah.
And I guess you picked from a bunch of kids.
Steve Yzerman as a kid?
I guess so.
Oh, Rangers versus Devils.
Yeah, but like everyone's a kid.
At Duskana Pond.
It was fire. This game is great.
Yeah, is it?
It's so good.
Oh, it has offsides.
It looks interesting. If it has offsides, I ain't playing it.
Yeah, no. You could probably turn that
off. I'm not playing it.
Offsides is dumb.
Turn offsides off.
Yeah, please.
Every day.
Offsides always off.
So what
every
about
penalty is off.
More modern hockey games that
hook people.
I wouldn't know of, like, what do you guys think? Are there good ones on PlayStation 2,
I mean,
3, 4? Like, what?
I feel like after, like... well, I mean, there's the Dreamcast one. There's NHL... was it 2K, right?
Yeah, I think
on the
so.
Dreamcast.
NHL 2K on Dreamcast is actually...
that's
I remember
it
being, fire.
That's a good game. It's got Stevie I on the cover.
Because it only was released for Dreamcast.
Right, yeah.
I don't think anyone else got it.
It looks good too.
I don't think anyone else got 2K, did they?
Xbox didn't.
I don't think they got 2K.
I thought they did.
Really?
Especially once the Dreamcast kind of went away. They might have gotten like 2K2.
Yeah, they got 2K2. They didn't get 2K.
The first one.
The first one.
I don't know.
Dude, just look at this.
Look at Stevie
I
looks
awesome.
On the cover there.
I mean,
Mike Modano.
Oh, wow. You can see the scratches from where they're skating.
Yeah,
from.
Exactly.
Yeah, this game for
oh, no,
when it
just
came
on
out,
the Dreamcast. Yeah.
Yeah. Dude, this game for when it came out, guys, this was... what year is this? This is 2000, obviously.
Yeah.
Or 99.
February 9th, 2000.
Yeah, February
9th, 2000. Sports.
Dude, this is...
Dallas and Florida.
A phenomenal game.
Brett Hull. Hull was on Florida? Oh, no, he's on Dallas.
No, he's on Dallas.
Yeah, okay. I don't know. I couldn't read
the
thing.
He ended his career with Dallas.
Yeah, that's what I thought. Yeah, and this one has the announcing on it where they say like the same four things.
Yeah.
Where it's like, but it says the names, you know.
I want to say the NHL 2015 or something like that. I recall that being a lot of fun on Xbox 360, I think. It was a lot of fun.
Like 15 or 13.
Yeah.
Well, what's the one we always play on the 360?
I think that's 15.
Is it 15? Yeah.
Because that's the one I really, really, really enjoyed.
Those also get fun. Once you get past like NHL 12 or 10 or whatever, you can play a lot of like just weird leagues. So you could play as like the Swedish hockey league.
No, it's not 15 that we always play. It's actually, it's got to be way earlier than that.
It might be 13.
It could be 11. Nope, 11, it's not maybe. 13. Claude could be 12 Giroux. Or 11. It's 12 or
Steven
it's 11.
Stamkos,
let me see.
Stamkos on the cover.
Yeah, Stamkos on the cover. The one that we always play is 12. Okay. 12 is fun.
Okay.
We're going to look that real quick right now.
Yeah, what I like about the later ones is that you could play as like weird team leagues. So you could play as like the Swedish Hockey League and like the Finnish national team if you want.
Yeah.
And they have like all the minor league teams. So if you really want to, you could like ice a minor league team against like, you know, the Bruins or something and just get destroyed.
Yeah.
It's great fun.
Yeah. These guys are playing as the Stars versus Blackhawks.
Yeah, and you get the crowd noise.
Once you
get
into the later generations of consoles, obviously,
yeah.
You know, I find, especially with sports games, it makes such a difference. The graphics, the gameplay, the hardware makes a huge difference. I mean, this, for that time, is an absolutely phenomenal-looking game.
Does anyone know?
NHL 12, Jake, the one that we always play.
That's literally what I just said before we were saying like our
it's
favorite
great,
NHL game. I said NHL 12 is probably
isn't
my
this
favorite.
Great?
Well,
I love
is
it.
Is this the first one with arcade mode in it?
Oh, that's I don't cool know. Too. That's actually
so
a good point.
That might be 14, but there's one NHL game, right?
I think 13 has it.
It might be
so
13.
It might be 12.
It's whichever one has a maple leaf on the cover.
Like, that's this one.
That's this one.
Is it this one? Yeah. So this game was the first one with arcade mode, I believe. Which, if it's not, whatever. But arcade mode would basically just make it so your players are twice as fast and they hit twice as hard.
Yeah.
So you could just go
controls,
absolutely
right?
It
nuts.
Might not be 12. It might be 13.
It changes
might be
the controls, right?
No,
it's just
no.
a three-button control.
No. That's you could set it to 94, classic mode.
Yeah.
It gets a little shisty when you get to classic mode.
Where you have three buttons. You have pass, shoot, and fight.
Yeah.
And like instigate.
Yeah, it might be a later one. Oh, no,
it's
14. It's 14. It's
14, dude.
Yeah,
so,
14 might be my favorite then.
So do I need to...
Yes, 14, because it had the NHL 94 anniversary mode.
Okay.
Yeah, so in that mode, it goes just to three buttons. But you could shatter glass.
Right,
shit.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
It was so good.
Really?
Yeah.
We need to get copies of this thing.
I have it at home. I'll bring it.
NHL 14 arcade mode. Why can't I find this on YouTube?
Because I guess visually, it doesn't really look that much different. It's a much more of a play difference.
Go to the top one.
Yeah, go to the first one.
The top one was Minecraft.
Yeah, let me.
No,
it said Minecraft on
no, the second
yeah,
one.
Minecraft Productions.
One. Yeah. Hawks versus Vancouver.
Canucks.
Let's go.
Oilers
pick the Flying V. Oh, the Oilers.
Dude, I like that you can pick the jerseys and stuff like that.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
It's super dope, dude.
Yeah, and it has all the old jerseys.
Yeah. Yeah, dude, the newer ones don't really have a whole lot of jerseys.
Yeah. What
so,
I like about, I think like 13
this arcade,
and 14.
This arcade mode?
You can pick for the Hurricanes. You can pick the Whalers jerseys.
Yeah.
For the Hurricanes.
It doesn't look like arcade mode.
I think it's just arcade controls.
No. So there is
like
a mode controls. Called arcade mode, and it just makes it so you're twice as fast and you could hit twice as hard. I know that for a fact because I used to play that and I used to turn all the penalties off.
Is this? Yeah, obviously. That's how you play these games.
Dude,
you're playing with penalties on.
If you're
on,
playing
what is wrong
an
with
NHL game and you still have offsides on, like
you're an idiot.
Yeah, you're just a loser.
Especially video game.
Yeah, like who cares about offsides? Also, turn off all the penalties.
Always.
And like
all penalties turned off.
Yeah, and just like check people, just with the stick from behind.
I'm not seeing this arcade mode, dude.
Game.
I'm not seeing what you're saying.
Just like push the goalie out of the way at the score. Like, because that's how you should play hockey. No penalties. No offsides.
Oh, NHL 15 just demo arcade style. Okay.
Definitely was not this one.
No, huh?
No. That kind of looks fun, but that would be really annoying to play with a HUD like that.
I think that's just like a weird visual thing that you're trying to do.
Yeah, I don't know. It's one of those. I think I have it on my PS4, so it might be a little later. But yeah, that's all it really is. It's just you hit a lot harder. No, it's
three
not,
on
it's,
three.
It's not 2009. There is a 3-on-3 mode in the one with arcade mode. With the big heads, you see.
NHL 17 arcade mode.
Maybe it's 17.
Do I want to look at this?
Oh, yep.
This is it?
It's fucking this one, yep.
Really?
Yeah, so you just see how everybody's like a lot faster.
Super quick, yeah.
It's super quick, and basically that's it, though. It's just you're quicker and you hit harder. It's a much more of a play, like while you're playing, you feel it and you notice a big difference.
Right.
But like just watching it, it's just going to look like an NHL game.
What teams is this guy playing?
This looks like he's playing some weird like
minor league,
like, yeah, minor league teams. Which I will tell you right now is not that fun because we played at Japan versus Poland.
Yeah.
And, you know, both those teams are absolutely dog shit.
Oh, my God. That was awful.
So everybody's moving really slow. Everybody's super slow and nobody can shoot.
No. Didn't we end up quitting that game? Because it was like,
I think we did.
The second period and it was still like 1-0.
Yeah.
Like nobody could score.
NHL
no,
20.
That's why you just have to pull all your goaltenders.
Yeah,
all the
I think
time.
they started putting it in like probably around 17 or 16, maybe.
That's why you just pull your goaltender every time.
Yep. Yeah, and the blue ice.
Yeah, you could play Winter Classic mode, I think.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
This
so
is
this
Winter
is
Classic
a different mode.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah,
so, well, no. This is NHL 3's. So this is like true arcade mode. This is like
3-on-3.
Like the 3-on-3. There's no icing, no offsides, no penalties.
Beautiful. There's no
blue
line.
But there's power ups. So if you get like if the puck's blue, I believe, yeah. So the puck right now is 2 points. So if you score with this puck, you get 2 points. And then I think the other team minuses 2 points.
Dude, Evolution of
there's also no blue
hockey
line.
Video games is freaking crazy.
No, it's crazy. Yes, yeah, so
Evolution
of
Hockey
so,
video games is
yeah.
crazy.
Well, let's see the score here. Yeah, so
yeah,
one goes
it's going
on,
back
oh,
to
yeah,
the Atari.
But they're already at zero. So.
Where there's like no, there's like a red line, but no blue line.
Yeah. Yeah, and as you can
there's
tell,
no
you,
crease.
Can just, you can just check.
Yeah, well, I mean, why not? They're still playing the Leafs, though. Leafs versus, who are the other guys?
Don't know.
Oh, the Stars, maybe?
No, they're red. Leafs versus...
the Bears or something?
No, that might be a custom team.
One of it's a custom team because one of them is wearing a
bear hat,
a mascot hat.
Yeah.
No. That's an enlarged head, dude. I think.
I think it's a mascot head.
No, that looks like I think it's the Hershey head. Bears. The best minor league team, the Hershey Bears.
Oh, the Hershey Bears, yeah.
I think they actually are like the best AHL.
Are
team.
Are they?
Like they have the most cups or something?
That's kind of crazy.
Yeah,
I would have
sure.
never thought that.
I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, man. So, geez. I'm going to look at, just before we wrap this up, we're going to wrap this up in like 2 minutes. I want to look at this trash bag of
Wayne Gretzky's 3D hockey.
Wayne Gretzky 3D
on the
hockey.
Oh, man.
Oh, my God.
Jesus.
This looks amazing.
See, Mario Lemieux hockey is better.
No, it doesn't, dude. This looks trash.
See, amazing. Mario Lemieux is better because he has a better hockey game.
I mean.
Hockey video game.
Everyone, like, loves the 64.
Yeah,
well,
I'm
the,
not
the
completely
N64?
In love with it, man.
Here's my thing with the N64, right? I do okay, really Ooh. Quick. That animation of where they just absolutely appear from Ooh. The ice was kind of fire.
Yeah,
but the N64.
Look at this;
it
looks muddy.
Yeah,
you can
no,
count
no,
the
no.
polygon.
There's only so much you could do with the N64, right? And when you're biting off way more than you could chew, like Super Mario 64, in my opinion, is like pushing the limits of this Nintendo 64. It's
like that's the limit.
That 3D
that Ocarina of Time.
Is yeah, and Ocarina of Time too. Yeah, is really pushing the N64's like, you know, capabilities. And like a game like this, even though it's simple, it's just hockey, they're biting off way more than they could chew.
Right.
Like, you know, in Super Mario 64, at most, you know, there's like 4 or 5 like sprites on screen.
Right.
But like something like, the thing is, like, it's way better. Like, something like Paper Mario.
Hey, but you could fight in them.
Is amazing.
Look at how bad this
And it looks so. Fantastic.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, Paper Mario.
Because it's not pushing anything.
Well, Paper Mario is, it's two-dimensional, right?
Right. Yeah.
Right.
It's 2D.
Yeah.
Like, Paper Mario looks amazing because they're not really, it's not biting off even half of what this is. Like, this is, you know, not even that crazy of a game, but it's asking the console to run way more.
It almost reminds me, the N64 almost reminds me of the Saturn.
Oh,
where
yeah,
it was
yeah.
way better at 2D graphics, but they had to do 3D because that's what like the PlayStation was doing.
Well, I think Nintendo was really stupid for sticking to the cartridges.
Yeah, that's
because cause you got what like half to a quarter of the amount of like space.
Well, it's like
on
four
it.
Megs versus like 200.
Yeah.
What was the game that PlayStation had that they ported to like N64 and they like made
just
like
botched
a
it.
No, they made like a 4 gig game into like 64 megs or whatever.
Oh, I don't know.
Oh, I mean,
I have no idea.
I don't know.
I don't know, dude. But I can tell you, tell you right now that like that now you're telling me that there's only you know
if
megabytes, not even like a gigabyte on a cartridge.
If you want to see,
or how did Ocarina of Time run?
I think
external.
It was Resident Evil. Resident Evil, I think, is what they did.
Was a Resident Evil on N64?
Yeah. And it looks pretty
there was,
good.
Yeah.
Really?
I think 1 and 2 were on
Are
there.
You sure?
Yeah. Look it up. Resident Evil N64.
If you
want to
look up also another bad 3D hockey game, look up the Saturn one. I think it's NHL 98.
Evil 2,
wow.
Not 1. 2.
I thought 1 was also.
Oh, that actually doesn't look that bad, though.
Yeah, it doesn't look bad. And it's a 4 gig game on PlayStation, but on Nintendo 64, they somehow managed to fit that on there.
Really?
Yeah.
40 mega.
I know that that's a that's that commands a high price.
Well,
does it really?
The cart on 64? Yeah. I mean, Resident Evil 2, period, on PlayStation commands a high price.
Now thinking about it, though, it had to control like shit, though.
I mean, they all did.
Well, they yeah,
it did on the PlayStation.
Yeah, but like, at least the PlayStation had you know like a good D-pad.
I'll give it this.
No, the PlayStation 1 didn't.
Yeah, it did.
Just had a D-pad. That's the PlayStation 2, dog.
No,
PlayStation 1 DualShock.
Yeah, was it DualShock on PS1?
Yeah,
it was later in its life, though.
Very.
What was
very
that like?
Late.
Like a couple months before
PS1
the PS2
Slim.
Came out.
Yeah.
Okay, the PS1 Slim.
I got to give it this, Jose. It actually runs pretty nice.
Yeah, it looks really good.
It
now,
looks good.
I mean, it looks good for what it is.
Yes.
I think that, you know, I think we're all sitting here, we're like, wow, like, I mean, the graphics look pretty shitty. But for
but
what it is,
it's a Nintendo 64.
Yeah, exactly. For what it is, it's great. It's like, dude, you see how the N64 runs Paperboy 64
yeah.
on it? It's god awful. I mean, I love it. It's a great game. But
I mean, I kind of think that Nintendo should have stuck with the GameCube discs.
Well,
I mean,
no, but not even that.
I love those.
No, but think about this though. So the N64 comes out, right?
This is what you're talking about.
Yeah. Oh, there you go. 1.4 gigs. And then
because it's on two discs.
Yeah,
yes.
Two discs,
dude. That's
a huge game, dude.
Two discs on one little cartridge.
Yeah, and they jammed that into 64 megs.
It's wild.
I mean, yeah, that's pretty bonkers.
So if we're going back to hockey, look up NHL 98 on the Saturn, because that's another
good one.
No,
really quick. Back to Nintendo with the N64 and like the GameCube. Well, when the N64 came out, you know, the PS1 was already out? Or was it like Sega
I think
CD?
So.
Okay, so the PS1's already out. They're using full-size discs, right?
Mm-hmm.
Nintendo's like, nah, we want to stick to the cartridges. And then when Nintendo finally bites the bullet and they say, okay, we're going to switch to a disc,
yeah,
but we're going to go mini-disc.
Yeah.
So it's only going to fit half the space.
Even when they get to the Wii. So the Wii uses DVDs. The weird thing about the Wii, it spins the DVDs backwards.
Oh,
does it really?
God.
Yes, it spins them the wrong way, which is why it can't play regular DVDs, even though the PS2 and the 360 could, or the PS3 and the 360 could.
Yeah.
What is this now?
The PS1 could. Oh, no, the PS1 couldn't run
CDs.
No,
that played
could
CDs.
Only play CDs.
This is NHL 98
the PS2
on the
plays
Saturn.
DVDs.
Yes.
Yeah.
Like,
yo, these graphics are fire.
Look, skip ahead to gameplay, and. Don't
you just love this 98 metal that
I know.
They're playing for this hockey
this
game?
This, like, terrible speed metal. Oh, no, it's not loading. Skip ahead to, like, gameplay. I just want you to see the gameplay. Because it's not just the N64. The Saturn could not do.
This screen, like just the screen layout.
This looks nice.
Looks fine.
Yeah.
Let's wait for the gameplay.
Yeah. Because the Saturn could also not do 3D graphics. It looked good with 2D graphics.
Just skip, like, 2 minutes ahead.
Yeah, fuck it. Just skip ahead.
Oh, we got the Eastern Conference. The Rangers on the Atlantic.
My God, how long does it take to start this fucking game?
Since when are the Rangers in the Atlantic?
Yeah. Yeah, the Islanders and the Rangers are in Atlantic. Oh,
they're not. They're in the Metro.
I just saw that.
Now I got a commercial.
Well, I don't think there was a Metropolitan at the time.
Oh, really?
No, I think it was just Eastern. It was Eastern Conference.
Eastern Conference.
So, yeah. So there
Metropolitan Conference is very, very new.
Yeah, and
Well, there were always two conferences in the East, though. It was the Campbell and the Patrick.
What was with these commercials?
It was the Campbell and the Patrick. So did they just get rid of the conferences?
Oh,
wow.
Yeah, look at how muddy this
Oh,
is.
Yeah. That's
Look at how
it.
Everything's, like, moving weird, too.
It just looks like everything's breathing.
Yes. It's like those old 70s cartoons where everything moves weird.
Oh, this is
kind of
boxy, too, though, dude.
Yeah. Oh, Yager's still there.
Kind of hurts my eyes.
Yeah.
You would expect on the Saturn it to be way smoother than it is. So.
Yeah.
The Saturn was probably worse than the N64 with 3D.
I think so. Well, the N64 still ran smooth. Even though they were really crude 3Ds, it still, like, seemed smooth.
Because the Saturn had that.
This is, like, I don't know, 15 FPS?
Yeah. Well, because the Saturn had that weird thing where I think it had two CPUs.
Yes.
And nobody could figure out how to use it.
Nobody could figure out how to program to it.
Yes. So most games use one CPU.
Which is why the Saturn also failed, big time.
So most games are just using one CPU.
Look, Sega doesn't get it right again until the Dreamcast, and then
it's too late because you could just burn games. Oh, you could also come way out of the crease, too. This is before the Marty Brodeur rule.
The Sega Dreamcast, out of the box...
Stop them coming right past the
...was better than everything at that time.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, the Dreamcast was good. I mean, go back to 2K. Like, that's a good game.
Yeah. Yeah, this looks like absolute
crap. This looks terrible.
Crap.
This is 98. Mm-hmm. This is 2 years before 2K.
Wow.
And this is what we got.
Mm-hmm.
So, a two-line pass, really? Mm. They still had a two-line pass rule?
We should probably try to wrap it up, though, now, boys.
Yeah, let's wrap it.
Chris, time to wrap it up, bud.
I guess we'll wrap it up. All I'm going to say is Isles to the Cup. This year's the year, boys. Okay, we're winning that fifth cup.
Are we?
Season, yeah, why not?
You
the
know
season
we are.
Hasn't even started. Isles to the Cup. All the way, first President's Trophy, Stanley Cup Finals, all the way. All right. Thanks for listening. Let's go, Islanders.
Thank you for tuning in to the Arcade Age Exhibit podcast. I hope you enjoyed your time with our hosts, Seamus, Zach, Jake, Sean, Chris, and Jose. Tune in next week, and remember, the future is now.